Working a craft shop gives the message of, you know, someone turning wood or something like that. It's very nice. But at the reality of it is, you know, someone driving through a snowstorm with the backup tape to the data centre in Manchester to get things working. The reality of it in many organisations, I went into an IT organisation, I was looking at the performance management system for people. So how people are graded at the end of the year. And this organisation had about, I think, about 15 performance grades people could be given. And 90% of people achieved one of them. So the reality is that there were no consequences for either good or bad behaviour in that organisation. A lot of blame, but no consequences. And there will be some people within IT incredibly resistant to that sort of a transformation. Because being a hero in an organisation is very addictive. It's also very tiring, and it's very expensive. But being a high performer in an organisation where perhaps the balance of work and life is a little bit better is very attractive to those people who can perform either well or in an okay manner. It's very, very unattractive to people who cannot perform in a repeatable, regular, professional way. So you've got to incentivise the people who are changing as well. And performance management is one of many ways that you can do that.